Sorry. The tickets have been sold out, but we
Yes.
don't have the exact number of how many tickets have been sold. Last time it was 88, I think just under 89,000. Are you sticking to that figure now? Are you going to be capacitating the stadium to around 88, 89,000?
I will send you the breakdown as soon as I'm at the office.
Or
I've just had the meeting at Orlando with the National, with the Grace Bible Church. But
oh,
the general access capacity is just under 78,000. And then there's the hospitality, but I'll send you that breakdown.
Okay, and what about the concerns of people who said they got there and found their seats occupied? We saw videos of people not sitting there, they were sitting in the turnstiles and all that. I mean, there are concerns that there may have been challenges with the system as well.
None of the tickets were sold per seat. It's never been sold per seat at any soccer event. It's never been sold per seat.
Okay, so if you buy a 170 ticket, you can sit in a 120 seat. If you buy,
No, there's levels. So there's level one and level five and level two. Level two is the 170 ticket. There you can sit anywhere in the level. And with level five, you can sit anywhere in the level. And level one, you can sit anywhere in the level. So part of this process of what we're trying to achieve is that hopefully in the very near future, we can start off with saying, for example, lower level west. And behind the poles, you can sit anywhere. But we need to start implementing per seat sales for the soccer fixtures as well, as they do for rugby. So that is what we really hope to achieve.
And then obviously the last derby, there were calls for people to arrive early. Those calls were repeated and all that, but we still
Yes.
saw traffic chaos. What would you do differently this time?
You saw what troubles? Let me hear you. I've missed you there.
I'm saying there were traffic congestions outside, despite calls for people to arrive
Early
early.
arrivals.
People did hit the call, but there was still chaos outside the stadium. What would you do differently this time to avoid that kind of congestion?
You will see we'll have a proper briefing on that with and sooner than the normal derby. Briefing and press conference. We're going to work close with the clubs to assist us in that as well. The road closures are going to be further away. There's going to be 4 points that you can't enter without a parking ticket. So every single individual that enters the precinct will need to have a parking ticket.
Okay, and what is your response to allegations that there may have been more than 88,000 people there? I saw some videos, and some people were suggesting there may have been people who sneaked into the stadium without
It's
tickets as
true.
well.
There were 101,000 people inside the venue.
Wow, how did that happen?
They broke through.
Okay, yeah, it is a security risk because it means that people with valid tickets may have not found seats because they were like 15,000 more than
Exactly.
allocated.
You know how many people without tickets were in the precinct? 30,000.
Sure. This is a concern. How do we avoid that? So you are going to demarcate further away from the precinct.
Yes.
For that's the solution for the April 26th derby.
That is, and we've had meetings now. SAPS is involved in detailed planning with the people selling the tickets at the venue. The fake ticket sellers. So yeah, there's as you rightly said, there's detailed planning required. The biggest problem we've got at the moment is unticketed people in the vicinity of the venue that try to gain access. Then you've got, coupled to that, you've got people that get in, those people with bribery and collusion with security. Then you've got people that just force their way in.
Yeah, it means that we may have, if we don't avoid this, we may have a disaster in our hands looming. As the Minister of Sport, Gaitin McKenzie, said, that this could be a disaster waiting to happen. So hopefully this gets resolved soon.
No, it's not hopefully. It has to be. But we'll have a proper briefing session, more than one, on the measures, because we'll need to communicate that to the fans as well. Because there's limited parking available in the precinct. That's why people park on the street and park on the pavement. And because remember, it's now not only 90,000 people that arrive there. It's 120,000, 130,000 people.
Yeah, okay, Bertie, thank you very much. I look forward to your next briefing, then we can provide the coverage. Yeah,
thank you, sir. Sure, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.